And I'm Mike Thomas in for Frank Bonacquisti this morning on Your Town. Joined by a couple of members of Search and Rescue for Deschutes County, I've got Andrew Heide and Taylor Bocci in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you two for coming in here. We've got some hot temperatures, obviously, here, but we are going to talk about some winter preparation as, yes, we are officially in fall, but heading in towards that winter season and some tips that Search and Rescue puts out there. Also talking about the Search and Rescue Foundation, how that helps support the Search and Rescue unit. Now, you two are both members of a Search and Rescue unit, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
What exactly does that entail for you?
So Search and Rescue is part of the Sheriff's Office. We're a professional volunteer group that are actually hired by the Sheriff's Office. So we have workers' comp insurance and all of those things that come with being part of the Sheriff's Office. We are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. So if a 911 call comes in or an EPIRB from a spot device or an inReach and somebody is in need of help, whether that's medical assistance or someone's lost, or there's a fire evacuation. It's a wide array of things that we respond to, but it's our unit that gets called out to go to respond to those things.
And talk about how the Search and Rescue Foundation supports SAR.
Yeah, so the foundation is a nonprofit that's goal is to provide public awareness about the activities of Search and Rescue and to raise funds for training and equipment and all the things that go into being ready to respond to those calls.
The Deschutes County Search and Rescue is, I think, it's probably one of the largest in the state, if I'm not wrong, as far as members. And you also help out surrounding counties, correct?
Yep, that is correct. We're super excited to have such a robust team and several resources. We have about 118 volunteers, which really allows other counties to tap into our resources as a mutual aid. When other counties don't have access to ATVs, ALS medical team, we have a big snowcat that we've helped our surrounding counties with in the wintertime. So, yes, we're constantly asked to go help our surrounding counties.
And you mentioned before we started, Taylor, that some of you were out in Harney County for the floods earlier in the spring.
Yes, we were. Yeah, we were very appreciative of them asking us for help, and we were happy to go and do it. So some of us went out there and helped evacuate the homes and worked in conjunction with our partners out there. So.
Taylor Bocci and Andrew Heide, my guests here on Your Town on the KBND Morning News. What are we looking like so far? Obviously, the big news headlines was the river recovery rescue that happened earlier this summer. But you all are busy getting called out all the time.
We are, yeah. We get so many missions throughout every season of the year, depending on what recreational sport is going on at that time. We're at about 83 missions this year, so with a few more months tacked on to this year, we're going to be tracking about 110 missions by the end of the year. So we are very busy.
Is that about average?
That is average, yeah. Some years it ebbs and flows, just depending on how big our winters are, how hot our summers are. But yeah, we average at about 110 to 120 missions a year.
Now, Search and Rescue Foundation, you talked about that. There's also the Search and Rescue Academy that's coming up here. Tell me a little bit about what the Academy entails. You both went through it.
Yes, we sure did. We both went through it in 2020, which was our well-known COVID Academy, which didn't make our training so easy. We were actually studying a lot in our own homes on the computer, which is never ideal, but we got in the field when we could. Yes, but we are super excited to announce that we will be hosting a 2026 Academy this year. That means our recruitment efforts will start October 1st. We have three community meetings coming up throughout October and November, and these sessions will cover qualifications, expectations, and the full Academy schedule. Then following after that, our applicants will be required to attend a mandatory meeting and complete a physical PAC test. And then you'll attend a 30-minute panel interview. From there, we'll select 24 candidates to join the Academy, which will kick off on March 30th.
You talked a little bit about what that entails to for the training, but how difficult is that actually to become a member? I mean, I imagine it's not, you know, like SEAL training, but you do some pretty intense work.
We do, yeah. So it is incredibly competitive. We have so many outdoor recreationalists in this town who also want to give back to the community. In the 2024 Academy, we had 156 applicants, so only selecting 24 of those made it very competitive. It's a very thorough process with the interview panel and ensuring everybody can complete the PAC test in the duration that we allocate for that. But yes, it is incredibly competitive.
Other than just liking to be outside, are there any other qualifications that you kind of look for in a member?
Yeah, so we actually look more so for people who are just going to be really outstanding teammates and have that field leadership qualification and just quality within them. We love all of our professional athletes who are the best climbers and the best mountain rescue unit folks, but we really do look for the folks who are going to be very good team members amongst a group of, you know, we'll have 24 members in the field at one time. So just being there for everybody who's around them.
Andrew Heide and Taylor Bocci, my guests here on the KBND Morning News. It's your town talking about search and rescue, the Search and Rescue Foundation, and supporting search and rescue as we're getting in here. Your academy, again, there starts October 1st with application opening. October 1st, we could easily see snow on the... I don't think we're going to, but in other Octobers, you can see snow on the ground. We're getting ready for that. So let's transition and talk about some of what the units are preparing here for right now and into winter.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in the high 80s today, so it doesn't really feel like it. But this time last year, we had a good amount of snow on South Sister. So as everyone knows here in Central Oregon, the weather can turn on a dime. But just as people are preparing for the winter, we kind of think of things as front country. So you're in your car, you're traveling over the pass, and then back country. And so maybe we can talk about front country first, which is if you're going out, you know, in your car, make sure that you have not only layers, but maybe throw a blanket back there. Tell people where you're going. You know, every winter we get a good number of calls for people that weren't prepared, that got stuck in the snow, that were that ran out of battery life in their phone, all sorts of things out there. We have a lot of different ways to get places here in Central Oregon. And, you know, another thing that we always advise is look at your map before you leave. Make sure that you know the route. If you don't know the route, do a little homework, right? Not every road that Google Maps or Apple Maps tells you to go on is actually a maintained road. So those are the kind of things that we like people to think about when it comes to front country stuff. Make sure you're warm. Make sure you got water and some calories in your car. In terms of backcountry stuff, look at the weather reports, right? For those of you that are recreating in avalanche terrain, make sure that you look at our friends over there at Central Oregon Avalanche Center. They do a wonderful forecast every day now. Make sure that you have a beacon, a probe, and a shovel if you're going out and recreating, you know, snowmobiling or backcountry skiing or snowboarding. Make sure that you tell somebody where you're going and when you're going to be back so that they can let us know if you haven't returned on time. And then one other thing I'd like to just touch on is call early and call often to 911, right? I think a lot of people are apprehensive about making that call, but just know that on the other end of that line are professionals that have been through this many, many times before. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. If you think you're in trouble, call. Don't wait until you have 4% battery life in the middle of the wintertime to say that I'm in trouble, right? Because those phones are an incredibly important resource for us, not only, you know, to keep people out of trouble, but when you're in trouble, for us to communicate with you.
No, that was going to be my question, actually. I've not my first interview talking with search and rescue folks, and that is, I mean, when is the right time to call? Immediately, right? I mean, don't try to tough out that twisted knee or twisted ankle and hike down Smith Rock from that. Make that, it doesn't cost anything, right?
It doesn't. Search and rescue is a free service here in Deschutes County. The only exception is if you get put into a helicopter. So, but we only do that if it's absolutely necessary. And that would be a little plug to go out there. And if you think you might need to be in a helicopter because of your activities, go buy that insurance. It's very inexpensive. It's well worth the money. But outside of that, it's completely free. So, yep.
Are you, I mean, you said 100, approximately around 100 a year calls that go out there. Are you seeing, though, that people aren't calling, is getting into trouble, or are people getting this message?
You know, I think it's a mixed bag. We often get calls when people have 10% battery life, you know, so it when the sun goes down, when it starts to get colder, all of a sudden the urgency of needing help changes. So that's what we see. Yeah.
Taylor Bocci and Andrew Heide from the Search and Rescue Foundation, both board members on the SAR Foundation and unit members as well. Again, let's talk about, as we close up here, let's talk about how people can get involved and sign up for this.
Absolutely. We, as mentioned, these applications will open on October 1st. They are open all the way through November 21st. Take advantage of those three community meetings that are spread throughout October and November, because it really will inform you of just the expectations and how serious and training intensive this unit really is, and make sure that you're available through the entire month-long academy, which equates to about 110 hours. We have a winter overnighter tacked in there and a mock mission, so it's super exciting. You're in the field several days learning all the skills that we apply on real-life missions. If you want to review the full schedule, you can head over to DeschutesSearchAndRescue.org and click on the volunteer tab. All dates are listed there.
All right, very good. Andrew Heide, Taylor Bocci, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate this.
Thank you.